Lake Monster Matchmaking, written by Fuzzy Tomato, read by Jalazica Zone, rating explicit. Relationship, Merlin Arthur Pendragon. Summary: Kilgara, mistaken for a mythical lake monster, plays matchmaker for a reincarnated Merlin and Arthur. Merlin stood in the clearing, annoyed, newspaper clenched in one hand. He tapped his foot in the brush, his boots sinking into the rich soil of the Okanagan Valley. His companion looked anything but contrite. Merlin snapped the newspaper open, the headline, Ogopogo Sighting, large and stark against the newsprint above a grainy, out-of-focus photo. I thought we talked about staying away from lakes, Merlin snapped. Kilgara chuckled, his breath hot and dry in the damp forest. Am I not allowed a bath, young warlock? This, Merlin said, waving the tabloid, is why we had to leave Scotland. Kilgara's eyes narrowed shrewdly. So, I see your memories are returning. Yes, but that's not the point. Unless you want to be featured on the next episode of Monster Quest, stop drawing attention to yourself. Kilgara lazily rolled onto his side. It was merely a tactic, Merlin. You will not be complete until you find the other side of your coin. Merlin scowled. I know, but Arthur is not going to appear in Kelowna because you make a spectacle of yourself. We will see, Kilgara answered. Merlin wearily rubbed his eyes, wondering how talking to ancient cryptic lizards had become his life. Then he turned and trudged away. Where are you going? Merlin sighed. Reincarnated medieval sorcerer or not, I still have to go to work. Days later, Merlin was half-heartedly price-marking the newest Ogopogo snow globes when he was interrupted. So have you seen it? Merlin looked up, stuttered out of breath, caught off guard. The man in front of him was tall, broad, and cast a shadow on Merlin's souvenir cart. He smiled crookedly, his hair a shock of gold in the sun, his large sunglasses reflecting Merlin's stunned expression. It was Arthur. Holy shit! Merlin's brain supplied, Kilgara will be smug for the rest of eternity. Seen what? Merlin responded dumbly. Arthur tapped the button on Merlin's chest, which proudly stated, I saw Ogopogo at Lake Okanagan. Merlin blushed, nerves singing, oh yeah, loads of times. He's a bit of an ass, actually. Arthur laughed. I bet you say that to all the tourists. Only the cute ones, Merlin answered. Arthur smiled, pushing up his sunglasses. His blue eyes sparkled like the lake water. Are you flirting with me? That depends, Merlin said, on if it's working. Arthur gave Merlin an appraising look. Merlin flushed all over, tingling from his toes to his scalp. Most definitely. Can I buy you a drink when your shift is over? Merlin nodded, mouth dry. I'm off in 10 minutes. They had drinks. On their second date, they went to dinner and a film. On the third, Arthur dragged Merlin to quiz night at a local pub. On the fourth, Merlin let Arthur fuck him. Splayed on the sheets, panting, Arthur opened Merlin slowly, swallowing Merlin's moans with deep kisses as Merlin arched into Arthur's skillful hands. Merlin felt bared, fragile, memories of previous times hovering close, but every touch new and different in this incarnation of his body. Fuck, Merlin, Arthur whispered into Merlin's shoulder as he slid in, body shuddering, skin slick with sweat. I need you. Merlin echoed the sentiment in choked breaths and needy whines, his cock hard and heavy between his legs, Arthur a wall of heat along his spine. Arthur fucked with long, slow pulls, his grip devastating on Merlin's hips as he pulled Merlin back on his cock with every thrust. Please, Arthur, Merlin moaned as Arthur's pace quickened, the sound of flesh slapping against flesh filling up the room, increasing with Arthur's grunts and the snap of his hips. Merlin came with Arthur's hand pulling on his cock, mouth open in a soundless cry, body shuddering as Arthur fucked him through his orgasm. Arthur followed shortly after, filling Merlin with hot cum. Sweaty and sated, they collapsed in a tangle of limbs. Merlin's head resting on Arthur's pounding heart. I feel like I've been searching for you, Arthur whispered on the edge of sleep. Merlin smiled. Me too. They were a happy mess, kissing and breathless, giddy as they stumbled into the forest by the lake. "Where are you taking me?" Arthur hummed against Merlin's mouth. "Just a bit further," Merlin coaxed. "I have something to show you. Trust me." "I do," Arthur said, kissing Merlin sloppily, happily. Merlin tugged Arthur into the clearing just as Kogara glided to a soft landing. Arthur gasped. Merlin smiled. "Apparently," Merlin explained, "we have a destiny." The end. Thanks for listening.